but a many a time they got food. They didn't never knuckle down to just one. I have seen a many a girl be a dating one boy one Sunday and marry another the next. And boys the same way. And there was a boy went with me about, and all the whole time we just go with anybody to come along. You didn't ever knuckle down to one. But in and out and around about, there's one old boy went with me nearly 2 years. He was a nice boy and from a nice family. My parents and his parents would have been glad if we'd got married, but me and him couldn't get along. Mm. He had ways of one kind and me of another. And, well, I was real easygoing and I wanted to be free in life and talk and I had, my mind was really set on music when I was young. I played and sung a lot. I had a good voice and my brothers had a good voice and we were just born full of music and we had the best time playing and singing. I wasn't too interested in boys, but this old boy, finally we just decided we just were quit going together. We was wasting time. And so I told him, I said, you gonna hunt you somebody that'll suit you, for I'm not ready to get married and I don't think we'd get along no how. And he said, I know, I don't think we would either. Well, that's a good agreement, and he went on. Well, they come along a real pretty school teacher, and I already knew her before he ever saw her, and I liked her. She was a nice person. But she went to teaching school down close to his home. They used to have these little country schools scattered about. As I down on that Bogan Ridge, and she got teaching school down there, and he got struck on her. And they was going together pretty regular, and we all kind of thought, well, they might get married, but too, I would ask myself, well, what would she marry him for? She was about 2 years older than him, and her a school teacher, and she was pretty well educated. And him just a plain, straight out farmer, and hadn't even finished high school. Had about as much learning as I did. Well, one Sunday evening, who should come riding up to my house, all unannounced but that boy. And I was fixing to go to Sunday school, and I had some girlfriends there with me, and I said, well, now, Willie, we're fixing to go to Sunday school. Do you want to go to Sunday school? Yeah, says, I'll go with you. Well, them two girls got right ahead of us and walking along there, and me and him was walking. We was all going to walk. Weren't no cars in these. And he led his horse. And lo and behold, he wanted to make up with me. I said, no. I said, I'm going with another boy that I'm honestly liking. And I think that we're going to get married. And I said, now there's no making up with me and you. He said, well, all right then. And you know, the next Saturday night, then he goes and marries a school teacher. And I'm, what in the world he come up there and want to make up with me for?
Sounds strange.
And I didn't marry that boy. I thought it was after all. Oh, Walter come along, and boy, I let everybody go when I met Walter.
So he was the right one.
Well, that other boy I was going with, he lived in Laura, but he was a real nice boy and was a real good-looking man. But I don't know, Walter come up here, and he was working here in his daddy's store, and he was nice-looking, too, and a good boy, and